medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, he a city girl, bro. He's a true, Diddy is a true city girl.
That, what is your definition of a city girl?
It's out here loose, with all these men, just taking advantage of people, getting drunk and lit and having a good time.
I was going to say don't slander the city girls like that, but.
I mean,
that might be a little bit accurate. Just a little bit.
Diddy's more of a city girl than city girls.
He's the definition. He's the originator.
I need to leave Diddy alone, man. God damn, man. Y'all done heard them story about the man party. Simple. Don't go to the goddamn party, man. Don't go to the party, do some freaky shit, then come back and say you got tricked. Nah, nigga, what you doing there? How you get there? How you know about the party? Who invited you? Come on, man. Everybody know if you want to be in Hollywood at the time, back then, you had to suck a little dick. If you don't want to be in Terminator 3, don't suck no dick. But don't suck some dick, get in Terminator 3, then turn around and complain about it. Like, what you mean? A nigga gave you an opportunity.
Welcome to Taking It, where we talk about whatever's happening around the internet and in the black community. My name's Ebony.
And I'm Mar.
Today, we're going to be talking about pretty much what everybody else is talking about, Diddy. And the recent lawsuit filed by Rodney Jones, a.k.a. Lil Rod.
Yep, and I will be going over his hit list of guys I've seen with pictures. And all I got to say is, if you're a camera guy, you've ruined many lives with these pictures. And everything that he did, I believe it.
I'll be talking a little bit about the crimes included in the lawsuit, and not so much just the...
Sexual assault.
Yes.
All right, first things first, I just want to get it off. These are all the people I've seen pictures with Diddy with. And let's start out with our favorite, latest, and greatest, other than Lil Rod, Meek Mill. He's been posting on Twitter talking about it, and everything he's been ending everything with LOL, but nothing's not that funny. He's believing that Diddy is upset that he's an independent artist and he's trying to attack him. But honestly, after that last comment with Diddy, he said, hey, it's not only me that's going to go down. He just started naming people. I'm going to go down the list of people. Meek Mill, Devin Haney. Devin Haney has been seen at one of his pool parties. Let it be known, to get to one of Diddy's pool parties, you gotta, it's like a level to the game. So he's on level 2. We got Justin Bieber, probably same Usher treatment. I seen Little Baby in a picture with him, nothing weird, but I suspect anybody that takes a picture with Diddy did something. Then we got Jeezy. I don't got no other picture other than the time he was in a music video. And Jeezy was looking to the sky, thinking about how boss's life's going to be. And I won't. Diddy was looking at Jeezy like it was his girl. Like his man. You know, you look at your man, you proud. He's about to make you. That's how Diddy was looking at Jeezy. I got my man. Suspect. They got a picture of Rick Ross, which you'll see on here. Diddy pretty much almost kissing my man's. Usher. We already know what happened to Usher. Herpes. T.D. Jakes. No one's talking about T.D. Jakes no more. We just want to put, that's the father you want to forget did anything. Because we can't do this. We can't talk about T.D. Jakes. It's a pastor. Being a freak off. He deserves
it more than anybody.
What?
He deserves it more than anybody.
Damn. Why?
Because he the most boisterous one talking about people's lifestyles and how they should live.
And now he's living
rolling around in bed with the devil.
Diddy is freaky. He like older, man. We got Jay-Z. Jay-Z is doing it freaky, but...
They had to come back out, make my show hot. I so appreciate it.
Yo, this Rockefeller show in the fucking
city, nigga. I love New York. You gonna respect this hustle. Now what you know about that? Hey, hey, hey. Okay, now what you know about that?
I caught on video, he did get his butt slapped. Looked like he was going to get in a fight on video, on camera, on stage. I'm just saying.
I missed that.
Yeah, I got to put that up there. So also Will Smith, and we found out from his loving wife, Jada. This is how we found out this information. Apparently, Jada has told the media that Will and P. Diddy has had a love affair.
No, I don't remember her saying that.
Yeah, look it up. Little Rod, which we're going to talk about. Orlando Brown. If Orlando Brown says it, I think he's been telling the truth this whole time. We got to stop ignoring just because he's a little crazy.
I never thought he was lying.
You look a little crazy. So you can tell he's been through stress. No, like he been is through. Crazy. I don't know, but he's right. He's telling the truth.
He might tell you a joke, but he won't tell you a lie. But that don't mean he ain't crazy.
That's true. He probably been to way too many freak offs. Then you got Jamie Foxx, and these are just all the hit list people I've seen all the claims and allegations against.
Oh, so you didn't see any photos of him and Jamie Foxx that was suspicious? I'm sure one can be found.
Anything can be found. Just put Diddy and pitch you and see. You could probably find a pitch.
Okay, so one thing that I really feel like is getting overshadowed by all the butt talk is the crimes that were included in the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did mention the assaults and all that stuff, but he mentioned a murder and a bunch of other crimes. Starting off with, he said that he has irrefutable evidence of Diddy providing laced alcoholic beverages to minors and to sex workers. There's a whole bunch of drugs. Distribution of ecstasy, ketamine, GHB, weed, cocaine, and shrooms.
I learned about GHB in health class in high school. Mm-hmm. Heard it was a date rape drug.
Yeah. Yes.
Shout out to my health teacher teaching me about these drugs.
That's what they'll sneaky you drinking at the bar.
Yep.
So he has proof that Diddy distributed all those things. I guess like between his parties and sneaking it during freak offs and all that type of stuff. There's another case about him forcing Lil Rod to lie to police about a shooting that happened at Chalice Recording Studios.
Mm.
Some man only named G,
mm-hmm,
in the lawsuit was shot in a bathroom by either Diddy or his son Justin. And they put him outside on the sidewalk. And when the police came, Diddy had Rod tell them that he got shot in the drive-by. And I guess that man passed.
But here's the thing. Let's go back to the drugs and mm-hmm all the drugs he has at these parties. All these allegations. Are people still going to these parties and trusting? I wouldn't trust water from his sink. That's my only thing. Are y'all wouldn't. Is you go in someone's house, you wouldn't, like, you really are trusting anything? It's crazy to think about. True. Like, everything must be laced.
That makes sense to me. Who was it that I saw? Somebody did an interview and they were talking about going to Diddy's house. And mind you, he had his bodyguard with him, and he went to Diddy's house. They, like, talked or whatever, and he said at the time he was an alcoholic,
mm-hmm,
and he said he could drink a whole bottle of tequila by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy asked for a round to come around. What do you drink? And he said tequila, so he brought him a shot, and he said he took the shot, and a couple minutes later, he felt weird. And he knew he felt weird because, again, he drinks all the time, so he knows how he should feel.
And he's like, yo, one shot definitely ain't enough. So why is one shot enough?
Right. So he went to the bathroom and puked it up.
Mm.
And then his bodyguard knocked on the door and was like, yo, you cool or whatever. And then immediately got him out of there. Saved him.
Damn, you gotta bring your
bodyguard. He was like, I was done after that. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. You're right. And he was like, so he was like, I really don't question people when they feel like they have to bring a couple people with them to keep an eye on them when they're around him, because they slick over there. They slick in fast. They'll get you.
So they'll get you doing some butt stuff and then blackmail you. So we get
here. Right.
So what else allegations was it?
Oh yeah, so there was that, and then there was the shooting.
So they what kind of
They was beefing over something. The three of them went in the bathroom, and two of them walked out. He was on the floor in the fetal position. Yeah.
Who? Rod?
No, the guy G.
They got shot?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. So he's still taking people out. And what are these families like?
Like, are the families getting threatened? I think it's deep blackmail, but let me see. We'll go on to that. Closing thoughts, Diddy did that shit. Everything Diddy, you thought Diddy didn't do it, Diddy did it. That's all I gotta say. Diddy did everything. I was stuck on my words because I honestly believe Diddy did it. Closing thoughts, he is a true city girl. He's for everybody's man. He's for everybody's girl. And if you went to his parties, you probably did some shit.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, to find out who is also currently working on cases. Because I'm sure this is not it.
How many more guys than girls have pit allegations, sexual allegations against Diddy?
I feel like the guys get more sensationalized, but there have been women who have come out. And
yeah, I think because, you know, if a dude do it, it most likely happened. What dude is going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, we didn't touch your butt. All I can say is stay quiet.
Because let's not forget here, Diddy is responsible for Tupac. He's been doing this for 30 years.
So you sat trying to say since Tupac didn't want to sign under Diddy at all or do some gay stuff like Meek Mill situation? Trying to do the same thing as Meek Mill?
I don't even know if they was doing the butt stuff back then. I just know.
He pretty much got a business strategy, so I'm expecting him to been doing this for 2 decades. He's really good at it.
I'm saying, whatever the reason was, they was all beefing at the time or whatever, and Tupac was on top. Keefy D said it. It was Diddy. We've all known forever it was Diddy. They've been saying it since day one. I don't want this to get forgotten in the whole big mess of everything else that's happening. Always remember in the back of your mind that Diddy took Tupac from us.
Damn.
This was perfectly his MO. He's still getting more people just added to the list. We don't know how many people. We probably got more bodies than for Suge Knight.
More bodies in every way. Like,
no,
every way.
No, I was thinking about that the other day. His list is probably in the thousands.
Yo, he a city girl, bro. He's a true, Diddy is a true city girl.
What is your definition of a city girl?
It's out here loose with all these men. Just taking advantage of people, getting drunk and lit and having a good time.
I was going to say don't slander the city girls like that, but...
I mean,
that might be a little bit accurate. Just a little bit.
Diddy's more of a city girl than city girls.
He's the definition. He's the originator.
Shit, like, who was he dating? It was a little... because a young Miami of JT, right?
Miami.
So JT doesn't... it's not really needed. Just put Diddy in there and then him and... they could be the new city girls.
Whatever. They'd be doing all that stuff together anyway. Just like I said, I called it. Go back to our video talking about Diddy originally. I said, you don't need to groom people into that. Yeah. Into it.
You're right.
Miami is a willing participant.
Yeah, and she
benefiting. And I'm like, I just thought it was weird and gross from day one. I'm like, why do you want to be that closely associated to Diddy?
He just got paid on you, probably the other shit on you.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, murder people.
Right. She's been there and seen a whole bunch already.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Co-defendant.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like a life, a day in the life of Diddy. I wish I had that. Like, you wake up 7 a.m., 7:15. Like, I don't wake up thinking about doing shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like thinking about eating, enjoy your breakfast, just getting gas in your car, make sure your tire's not flat. My man is drugging people, raping people, cheating people out of money.
Straight diabolical.
Yeah, like when you wake up.
All day, yeah.
Like, he woke up and was like, he looking at people like, are y'all sharing y'all boyfriends on social media? He looking at y'all boyfriends and y'all like.
He probably got victims scheduled for throughout the year.
Exactly. He probably, you know what's crazy? You know those people who be like, yeah, if you put your name down right here and you submit your name, your email, and your address, you can get a win a free vacation.
And then they call you back a couple months
later. That's probably fucking Diddy.
Whole time it's Diddy. Yeah, I got a song I want you to work on.
Yeah. Gotta be careful at these drums.
Yo. Yeah. Anyway.
Man.
He's a monster.
Closing thoughts.
Thank you for watching Taking It. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Let us know what you think about what he's got going on in the comments. And subscribe.
Peace out.
Medium ghetto when we think you watching for listening, viewing and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts and for summers to cap. We can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret. Just tell them we medium ghetto. It's all in the name. Yeah.